We got a lot of great presentations from folks who are trying to keep good things going on in the city. We have the annual from the Board of Zoning Appeals, and so that gives folks an opportunity to see what they've been up to. And if they'd like to participate, the good news is there's a few openings on that board, so this would be a great time to watch. We have the Downtown Development Authority coming in. They've got all the different businesses that have outdoor cafes in the summertime would like to sell beer and wine on their outdoor cafes if they happen to be located on the city sidewalks. And considering we give them permits to do that everywhere else, that seems like a very reasonable thing for the businesses to ask for.
I think the people like it. It's a nice thing to do when the weather is nice enough to sit outside and dine.
Yep. So the commission's going to consider that request and direct us to proceed one way or another. And then we have a presentation also from the DDA on a grant opportunity they'd like to pursue associated with the Delft Theater. And I know a lot of people are very interested in that project and what's going on. Of course, it's a private project. I can't really speak more about it. But once it's been out in front of the commission, all I'll say is that the mock-up drawings are part of the package. So if anybody's interested in seeing...
I see. So they could get a little insight
absolutely.
Into it.
Yeah, if they're interested in seeing what's proposed for the Delft Theater, that would be a good meeting to attend to.
Okay. And boards, commissions, all of those bits. Yeah. We've got some more people taking part.
We have a lot of things that are kind of routine. Mm-hmm. A lot of board and committees seeing new members and thanking folks for their service. The consent agenda has a lot of pretty routine things on it. We're selling some property. We're buying some property. We're doing for all the charities in the area. Now's the time where they're asking for the tribal grants that are part of the 2% gaming revenue.
Sure,
so we've got a couple of those applications. And we're going to make sure that the UP trail permit is approved before... people start using the trails.
That's a good idea. Hey, that's a good idea. I like that. That's good administrative action by the city. That's good.
Yeah, so pretty straightforward stuff. We have, under the unfinished business and new business, just a couple of things. We have, folks might be aware, there's a rezoning activity that's been proposed in the township, and they asked us to provide our views. And so we're gonna present to the commission and ask them what they'd like us to share. And then... we have, like I said, just some kind of straightforward purchases. We have the annual senior service agreement. So this one is going to be interesting for the new kind of things that are being proposed up front in the meeting. The rest of it is kind of routine things that just goes on all the time.
Well, one of the things that it seems to be you're laying out some of the annual agreements, which is this time of year, and service providers and that sort of thing. Sale of surplus equipment, you know, that means always that you're getting rid of stuff. And
yep.
I know every now and then you post things like that to the city's website if someone happens to be looking for a snowplow or something like that.
Well, actually, in this case, it's a snowmobile.
It's a snowmobile.
Yeah.
Okay.
We haven't used it in 6 years. So
you're putting it up for sale. So, but it looks pretty straightforward with that. But, you know, in terms of these presentations in particular, with the Delft Theater project and with the sidewalk cafe ordinances and whatnot, get kind of another bit of some future planning.
Yeah. I mean, these are the kind of things that you see. If you're a resident in Marquette, you see the Delft Theater. It's not some esoteric kind of government discussion, you know, going on in City Hall. When you walk by it, the proposal to restore and improve the front of the building, to repurpose it for this whole new interesting use, those are the kind of things that people get excited about. I get excited about mm-hmm. them. And so it's nice when they get a chance to get out and describe that and share that with the community before it happens. It helps build all the excitement and the anticipation. So,
and of course, if people have questions or whatnot, they can contact you or a member of the commission. And I know you also do some hours every now and then for folks to see you, but you're also there if people have concerns.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, thank you for reminding me. Next week, Wednesday, will be the next office hours. So 10 to 12, Peter White Public Library in the conference room on the first floor. And if folks want to stop by, it's going to be a pretty busy week with all the UP 200 things going
yeah.
on.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that we stop having our chats. So.
Well, I know also with that there'll be downtown stuff happening, the downtown folks and the city, you know, and everybody working together to get the starts of the races going and all of that. So next week is going to be busy, maybe more on a, you know, boots on the ground kind of feel in the city.
Yeah, absolutely. This week we had a lot of the annual events that are my favorites. We had the open house, and I want to thank everybody who came down. We probably had close to 2,000 people come through this year. Mm-hmm. So every year it keeps getting better, and we're going to look for ways to make it better still. A lot of great ideas. One of the things I wanted to mention on here, you reminded me, one of the more routine things we're doing is folks who've been down to City Commission have noticed we've been upgrading all the technology. So we're replacing all the last millennium's audio and video equipment with newer things that are going to allow us to broadcast in high def and to stream live on the internet. So it's going to be easier for folks anywhere on the planet if they want to stay in touch with what the city of Marquette's doing. It positions us hopefully for next year. This is kind of the feedback I got from this year's open house. But folks would like to see the ability to use all of the city facilities for these kind of meetings. So if we wanted to live broadcast from the pavilion out in Presque Isle, or if we wanted to live broadcast from Matson Park, or if we wanted to even maybe host a meeting at somebody's business, those would be the kind of things that we got feedback at the open house directly from the residents that they'd like to see.
So it has somewhat of a maybe wireless mobile capability to it.
Exactly, a flyaway capability. So one of the things that we're doing on this agenda is putting the basic infrastructure in place that, you know, if the residents keep coming out sharing views like that, hopefully we'll get the support we need to put that in place, and maybe next year we'll be live broadcasting that stuff.
Well, there you have it. Marquette City Manager Bill Vita joining us this morning with a preview of the Marquette City Commission meeting coming up on Monday at 7 p.m. at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. Thanks for your time this morning, and enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. You too.